Sunita is an Afghan teen who was supposed to be a child bride, but she wrote a rap song that helped her avoid that fate. Sunita is now a junior at Wasatch Academy, a boarding school in Utah. You've heard parts of her audio diary on The World before. Today, producer Shuka Kalantari helps us hear a bit about Sunita's first month of school and the very different ways in which she and her peers think about studying and work.
Sunita is doing her homework. She says some of her friends call this work. But they don't know that work for a lot of kids means something else. It means standing under the rain and snow to sell a few stems of flowers. Maybe the only thing that could make these children happy is getting to go to school and getting to do homework. Sunita was one of those child laborers. As a refugee in Iran, she started cleaning the nonprofit that gave her an education. Sunita says one thing that bothered and embarrassed her was cleaning the bathrooms in front of other students and in front of her friends. But as life became harder, Sunita became more tough and no longer ashamed of having to clean toilets. She was happy to be able to pay rent, to be able to buy things for herself. She had more confidence in herself. She knew she'd make it in life, if given the chance. Sunita was given that chance by getting a full scholarship to Wasatch Academy in Utah.
As students at Wasatch Academy do many presentations on things affecting the plant, such as pollution, recycling, and dying oceans. I wonder why they do not present about war, about child brides, about child laborers. Maybe because they don't know. Maybe this is where my voice should be heard.
Look, the night sky is raining stars. There is no war up there. Everything is calm. Over here, when night befalls, hearts bleed. But over there, there is light hidden in the heart of the night. You and I must get away from days like these. Go to the sky. Hide there for a few nights. In that place where the moon becomes our slide, even stars will come to play in our game. Sunita says she's grateful for being raised in life's most difficult conditions, conditions that taught her to be strong from the root. She's grateful that she didn't get anything in life the easy way, so that when she did get things, she appreciated them that much more.
Shuka Kalantari bringing us the latest radio diary and song from Afghan rapper turned U.S. high school student Sunita. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.